RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you're coming down with a cold, there are some items you typically reach for. You go for the airborne or the zinc or the echinacea, cough drops, herbal tea, some over-the-counter medication. You do anything you really can. However, you always hesitate to go see your doctor. You say, it's just a cold. For God's sakes, I don't need to go see the doctor. What are they going to tell me anyway? They're going to tell me to take some over-the-counter things, to get plenty of fluids, to rest, and not to go to work or whatever. That's what they're going to tell you. And you hesitate because you think to yourself, I don't want to pay the copay. Or what if it costs more? What if they want to do a test? Or any of the reasons that people don't go see their doctors. However, there are some new virtual doctor visits that are offering convenience and lower cost. And we talk about health advocacy so much on our shows, and technology and the Affordable Care Act, and how all of these things are coming in to help people understand their own healthcare options. Well, there are new ways that people can reach their doctor, and the push towards virtual healthcare comes as a lot of primary doctors are all overbooked and patients struggle to get their own busy schedules under wraps so that they can make an appointment. Sometimes you call and you got to wait 2 months for an appointment with your doctor. And if you're sick, then you certainly don't want to have to wait. Or, I mean, it gets really, really ridiculous and very difficult to deal with. And this year, an estimated 450,000 patients can see a doctor over the internet for basic ailments like colds, infections, aches, and pains. So this wouldn't be something that you would want to look to if you were really suffering something bad, if you had something, you know, that you really weren't sure about, or if you were really, really running a high fever, because anytime you do that, then they're just going to tell you anyway to go in and to see your doctor. However, these are really lowering the cost of just visits with your doctor. They can range from $15 to $25, and most online services are even only charging $40 to $50 per consultation if you don't have insurance. So we're looking at the wave of the future, things you can do, being your own best health advocate. You know, I talk about that so much on this show, and I think that it's just so important. And here's one other tool for your little toolbox in maybe getting some help from doctors. And of course, RadioMD is another great tool. Stay well.